1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, "Woe to those who call evil good." But that's exactly what we as a nation have done. We have inverted your values. We have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word and called it moral pluralism. We have worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We've endorsed perversion and called it an alternate lifestyle. We've exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We've neglected the needy and called it self-preservation. We've killed our unborn and called it choice. We've neglected to discipline our children and called it building esteem. We have abused power and called it political savvy. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed your values and called it enlightenment. O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps your covenant and mercy with those who love you and with those who keep your commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and your judgments. We have not obeyed the voice of you, the Lord our God, to walk in your laws, which you set before your servants by the apostles and prophets. We deserve only your judgment, and yet you direct us to pray. Search us, O God, and know our heart. Try us and know our disquieting thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in us, in me. Lead us, me, in the way everlasting. Praise be to you that, knowing all our wicked thoughts, you've provided that way everlasting, declaring that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord our God, turn us from our iniquities. Enable us to understand, to believe, and to follow your saving truth. This global pandemic is certainly a part of the curse on sin. In your mercy, let your anger and your fury be turned away. Turn many, turn this nation from false philosophies, moral corruption, and the mockery of your name. Grant wisdom and faithfulness to our rulers. Strengthen and sustain them to rule well, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, that your gospel may have a prosperous path. Provide unity, wisdom, and courage to work together to make difficult decisions. Grant us the renewed trust in your providence to be comforted in the midst of this affliction and be submissive in all things to your word. Should you determine to continue your righteous judgment on our land, teach us to recognize the cause of all our woes is our own sin. Turn our hearts ever to the redeeming blood of Christ, you, our Savior, which washes us clean from sin and guilt and keeps us securely in the secret place of your gracious pavilion. Now, therefore, our God, hear the prayer of your servants and our supplications, and for Jesus' sake, cause your face to shine on your church, though we are but a desolate flock. O our God, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our desolations, and the church which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies that are new unto us every morning. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, our God, for your church and your people are called by your name. We ask this in the name of your Son, our living Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 342, sung by the Lutheran Quartet.
Chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me, died that I might live on high, live that I might never die. As the branch is to the vine, I am his and he is mine. Oh, the height of Jesus' love, higher than the heavens above, deeper than the depths of sea, lasting as eternity. Love that found me, wondrous thought, found me when I sought him not. Jesus only can impart balm to heal the smitten heart, peace that flows from sin forgive, joy that lifts the soul to heaven, faith and hope to walk with God in the way that Enoch trod. Chief of sinners though I be, Christ is all in all to me. All my wants to him I know, all my sorrows are his own. Safe with him from earthly strife, he sustains the hidden life. O my Savior, help afford by thy Spirit and thy word. When my wayward heart would stray, keep me in the narrow way. Grace in time of need supply, while I live and